There is often no glitz and glamour associated with agriculture, but there is no denying that it is important to the development of any country in terms of production and food security. The Jamaica Information Service presents Youth in Agriculture, a 5-minute series highlighting and celebrating youths involved in the development of agriculture. Stay with us to find out who we will be featuring this week.
We have outstanding examples of youth who are setting high standards in agriculture and agribusiness. They are good motivators for other young people to get involved in the sector.
Deputy Governor General Stedman Fuller, speaking on behalf of Governor General Sir Patrick Allen at the recently concluded Dembe Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show. Meet 30-year-old Deline Powell. She is serious about farming, which not only provides an additional source of income, but is also her passion. Despite having a full-time job as the Public Relations Officer at the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, Deline makes the time to commute from Kingston to St. Elizabeth on weekends to manage her fledgling farm. Originally from Manchester, Deline's farm is a joint venture between her business partner, Damian Newman.
So the whole idea for this pig farm is actually that of my business partner. He's a Jamaican living and working overseas, but he has every intention of coming back to Jamaica and making a life here. Now, his dream was to start a farm of some sort so that he would be able to sustain himself and also contribute to national development and help Jamaica to ensure its food security.
The duo agreed to venture into pig rearing because they realized after much research that there is a lucrative market for pork and pork products in Jamaica.
After he and I had some discussion about it, we did a lot of research online and also talking to persons within the agricultural industry, particularly other pig farmers, suppliers, and that kind of thing. We realized that it would make lots of sense to really get into this industry. And so through that research and our conversations, and his dream really became my dream.
Deline encountered a Nutrimix Feeds exhibit at the annual Dembe Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show, which paved the way for her being introduced to the company Newport Genetics and their plan to sell impregnated gills or young female domestic pigs. She was among the first group of farmers to receive impregnated gills from Newport Genetics in November 2014. So far, Deline has been more than happy with her decision.
As the person here in Jamaica on the ground, managing the day-to-day operations of the farm, it has been very rewarding so far. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I would not have seen myself in this role, but right now, I would not choose anything else. I absolutely love it.
The young farmers invested in 4 impregnated gills, which have produced a total of 47 piglets that are growing to market weight. Unfortunately, they lost 6 of the piglets, so they are now down to 41, but the farm continues to flourish. Since the purchase of the gills, Newport Genetics has been very helpful in assisting her to maintain the animals. In fact, Deline now has an arrangement with Copperwood to supply pigs to the company.
One of the major things that has really helped us in setting up and sustaining our operations to date is the fact that we have really leaned on the experience and expertise of others within the field, and not just other farmers in the area, but also other entities that have been established by the government to assist farmers and persons in the private sector. For instance, we have our RADA extension officer that comes out and visits our farm on a regular basis just to make sure that everything is on the up and up. And the fact that we are able to reach out to our extension officers, whether it be paying a visit to the office, that has been very beneficial for us as young farmers.
Deline says farming and farmers should be respected because food is a necessity and farmers provide that service. Join us again next time when we'll hear more from Deline as we continue to highlight young men and women on a mission to develop the field of agriculture.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.